chose you and the Spirit leads you. All gifts, all offerings and tithes always goes to the ministry, and we want to thank you in advance for your giving and continuously look to God as He guides, leads, and directs you, because I believe in my heart that you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. So why don't you give Him a try so He can show you how good He really is. Again, we want to thank you in advance. Again, we know that this is Resurrection Sunday. This is probably one of the most important days of the life of a Christian, Resurrection Sunday. So it's time for the word, and we have a word that I truly believe from the Lord that will bless our hearts as we continue to navigate not only through this pandemic, not only through our lives, but the lives that God is going to touch when we encounter them. So again, if you would join with me for the word, we will look to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 4. It's a familiar text, but instead of diving into the story, which I'm still going to preach, I want to show you the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and see what the Lord is trying to convey to us in this word. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. It is on the screen, so you can follow along with us. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast to the word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. Amen. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day according to the Scripture. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy and inspired word. If you would just give me just a few moments of your time as we look to the Lord, I want to tag this text with the subject, just another Sunday. Not just another Sunday. Not. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you would endow me and bless me with your Holy Spirit. Move, Father God, in me like you have never moved. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly this day, for it is Resurrection Sunday. And we thank you, Father, that you live, that you have arisen. And Father God, that you are now sitting on the throne, Father God, sitting high and still bestowing grace and mercy upon your people. Now, Father God, as this word goes forth, let it do what it was intended to do, and that is to save a sinner, strengthen a saint, heal, deliver, and set free. Lord, that is our prayer. In the mighty, matchless, arisen Savior, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Just another Sunday. Not. While much of the world is completely unaware that anything special or unique has taken place on this particular Sunday. Amen. The day Jesus Christ rose from the grave. That day when the world as a whole was changed dramatically. The idea, beloved, that Jesus never died on the cross, and that the conspiracy theorists trying to explain that Jesus' resurrection was a fake. Today was not just another Sunday. You see, when the stone was rolled away, it was more than just another Sunday. When Jesus Christ rose from the grave, it was more than just another Sunday. This was the day that Jesus Christ proved he was who he said he was. This day proves that it was possible for us to be free from our sins. It also proves that we can have hope of the eternal future with God in heaven. It is on this day, Resurrection Sunday, that reminds us that we have a Savior worth serving. A Savior worth serving. So, you might be asking, what's so important about Easter? Well, the answer to that question is, it's a matter of the heart. How would you do if you was to stand before God every 3, 6, or even once a year to be evaluated on your Christian performance? You see, God has already done the hard work by sending his Son into the world to die for our sins. And through his darling Son, Jesus the Christ, God extended us his gift of grace and forgiveness. Hallelujah. We just simply need to be willing to accept his gift the same way that people did over 2,000 years ago. You see, being a Christian is simple, but living the Christian life is difficult. Can I say that again? Being a Christian is simple, but living the Christian life is difficult. Why, Pastor, is this so compelling? It's because the problem with the church, it is that we have become a bunch of casual Christians. Think about this as just another Sunday. That's what we do casually as Christians. See, we want the Savior without the sacrifice. We want the crown without the cross. We want eternity without effort. And due to this, Jesus continues to let us know through his word that the Christian life would not be easy. As a matter of fact, it is certainly the opposite. It says that in Matthew 10 and 22, he says, all men will hate you because of me. In Matthew 5 and 11, he says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me. Do you remember what happened to Jesus before the cross? It all began at the Last Supper, when Jesus went with his disciples to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says that he went to pray because he knew what lied ahead and what was expected, which was going to be a huge amount of suffering. And when he prayed, he sweated drops of blood. Jesus intentionally walked into the arms of his betrayer. And he did not resist arrest. He didn't defend himself at his trial, it was clear that Jesus was willing to subject himself to the agonizing torture. See, Jesus knew what was coming, and he still went through it anyway. He was beaten with a whip of braided leather thongs and metal balls woven into them, as well as sharp bones. As the whip struck the flesh of Jesus the Christ, these balls and bones would cause bruises and contusions. As the beating continued, the skin would break open and cut Jesus' flesh severely. What about what happened at the cross? At the cross where I first saw the light. It does not matter to me if Jesus carried the top part of the cross or the whole cross. They nailed my Jesus to the top part of the post first, and then drove nails into his feet. The pain was unbearable. Why was the pain so unbearable? The answer can be summed up with one word, beloved. One word, and one word only. And that word would be love. How about the tomb? What happened at the tomb? They secured the tomb where Jesus was laid. They didn't want any of those Jesus fanatics to cause any problems in trying to steal the body and start an uproar. They had slanted grooves this tomb had, and at the top and bottom of the tomb, they carved into the rock at the very low entrance of the tomb. Then a large disc-shaped stone was rolled down those slanted grooves, which locked it into place. It would take several strong men to roll the stone back up in order to reopen it. And if that wasn't enough, guards was placed at the entrance and a Roman seal was placed on it. But here it is, here's the deal. Get ready for your shout. The tomb is empty. And it's still empty. Somebody should be saying amen right there. This was not just another Sunday. It was Resurrection Sunday. You see, people couldn't kill him, and the people couldn't stop him. The grave couldn't hold him, and death couldn't handle him. What Christ did on that fateful day required selflessness, service, and sacrifice. God has not called us to deny him. This is not just another Sunday. We have been called to the life of sacrifice and denial. The Bible says that if anyone would come after Jesus, we must deny ourselves. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. The world can't forgive you of your sins. The world cannot give you salvation or eternal life. Jesus, the hope for all humanity. Jesus died the death Jesus took all the pain, everything that you and I deserve. He paid it on that cross. Beloved, I'm here to let you know that just this is not just another Sunday. I'm here to let you know that God is able. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. And he's able to set free. But we have to turn our lives over to the care of God. He paid it all on an old rugged cross. He died a horrible death. They mocked him and they ridiculed him while he was in the middle of two thieves. One thief told him that if he was who he said he was, then save himself and save me. But the other thief told him that if you get to your home in heaven, will you please remember me? And I'm so glad that even though Jesus went through all that he went through, he had enough compassion to say to that thief that this day that you will spend eternity with me. Well, I'm here to let you know that Jesus is saying the same thing here and now. You might have done some things that you're not proud of, and you certainly wouldn't blast it on Facebook. But aren't you glad that Jesus is a God that sits high and looks low? Jesus don't just deal with just anybody, but he deals with everybody. He deals with broken vessels. He deals with broken pieces. He's the wheel, and we are the potter. And we just put it all together, and God does the work. Aren't you glad that he's not finished with us yet? Aren't you glad that you got another opportunity to turn your life over to the care of God? I'm here to let you know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. You don't have to wait until Sunday, but you got the other days of the week. Every day is a day of thanksgiving because God, who died on Calvary's cross, is a God that is a forgiving God. He's a loving God, and he is ready for you to turn your life over to his care. Let him take over the throne of your life. Let him make you brand new. Let him create in you a clean heart. Let him do the marvelous work that he has planned for you, because he's able. My God is able. He's able to heal, and he's able to deliver, and he's able to set free. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Sunday should not be just a normal day for us in the life of God. Every day should be a day of worship, a day of praise, because what he did on the cross allows us to live. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. How do I know this? Because I know who holds the future. And life is worth the living because he lives. The doors of the church are open. If you have not made the decision to turn your life over to the care of God, don't allow this Sunday to be any other Sunday. Turn your life over to God and pray the prayer of salvation. Lord Jesus, I need you. I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that you are the only Son of God. I believe that you died on an old rugged cross. I believe that you was buried in a borrowed tomb. And I believe that on the third day, Resurrection Sunday, that you rose from the dead. I believe that you are making intercessions for me right now. I believe that you sent your spirit down so that it could walk with us and talk with us and guide, lead, and direct us. Father God, I open the door of my life and I make me the kind of person that you want me to be. Lord Jesus, I thank you for doing all that you did. Now use me, Lord, for your will and your way, and I will be your ambassador. I will be your disciple. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we do pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I guarantee you that God has came into your life, and Sunday and every day will never be the same. Your circumstances might not change, but your spirit and your soul will change. And because of that, God can start doing some amazing things in your life. I want to congratulate you if you have prayed that prayer and you have accepted Jesus Christ.